I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up, former NFL linebacker Chris Borland talks to Only a Game about his decision to leave the headbutting to somebody else. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill, and hello to all our new friends at Aspen Public Radio.
Yeah, it's good to have them aboard. Arizona Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake disclosed this week that the Department of Defense had doled out more than $10 million to pro sports teams for so-called paid patriotism events over the past 5 years. The NFL responded by saying it will return the money that teams have received for tributes to soldiers and other events. Is this sort of an okay, you caught us moment, or is the NFL simply doing the right thing?
Well, it's interesting because this story originally broke last May in the New York Star-Ledger, and it involved the New York teams that play in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. This is one more example to me of there should be a special ring in hell being reserved for people from marketing. I mean, to actually put the phrase paid patriotism down on paper as something that's worthwhile is astonishing to me. After, World War II, we gave our veterans the GI Bill and GI mortgages and all of that. Now we give them a chance to wave a flag at a stadium. The whole thing is disgusting.
And not sufficient medical care, among other things as well.
The whole thing is disgusting.
The NFL team based in Washington, D.C. has apparently decided to defend its name based on the argument that lots of other corporate entities have names that are more offensive than its name. Midget Man condoms, for example, and Dumb Blonde hair products. Good defense, counselor?
I don't know. I don't think I know enough law to answer this question. But it does sort of indicate that they're running out of arguments.
Adidas, maker of athletic shoes and lots of them, has offered to help out high schools that want to drop Native American mascots and nicknames. Schools that are so inclined can revamp their uniforms and logos using Adidas's design team. Do you think many of the 2,000 schools nationwide that have Native American mascots are going to take advantage of this?
I think you'd have to be crazy not to. I mean, with school budgets the way they are, and here's all you have to do is give up your silly nickname and a major corporation will outfit your sports teams. I think you'd have to be out of your mind to pass this up.
Clemson currently sits atop the college football playoff rankings, but according to the list of graduation success rates released by the NCAA this week, another school is tops in its graduation rate of football players. Want to guess which one that is?
Hogwarts.
They don't play football at Hogwarts.
Quidditch, my friend. No, I would make a guess that it was probably Stanford.
And you would be right.
I was aided in that guess by the fact that I'm looking at it on my computer screen right now, but go ahead.
Well, it's the wonder of the internet, I know. But Stanford is only 11th when it comes to football actually being played on the field. I'm thinking they must be experiencing great shame out there.
I would think so, yes. But there's some interesting schools in here. For example, Alabama has an 86% graduation rate. They're fourth. TCU, which has become quite a power in the last few years, is at 84%. And Clemson, the number one team in the country, is sixth.
That's not so shabby.
That is not too shabby at all.
In an apparent attempt to help San Diego fans forget that their Padres finished 14 games under 500 this season, team owners have turned Petco Park into a 9-hole par 3 golf course. I wonder if that's a dinosaur, a windmill, and a laughing clown.
Well, no. Let's be fair. Not a miniature golf course, a 9-hole pitch and putt.
All right.
But in any event, somebody will hit the ball cleanly in Petco Park.
Spurs head coach Greg Popovich was asked this week if he had watched the final game of the World Series. And he said, "Why would I want to watch a baseball game when I can go to dinner and relax? Sports are boring." Charlie, baseball is still supposed to be the national pastime. Will there be a congressional investigation?
The question I want to know is, does he realize that the Super Bowl is good?
Yeah. Yeah, only if he listens to this program.
Well, I mean, he's obviously a sophisticated man, so obviously yes. He is a regular Only a Game listener. Hi, Greg!
Finally, Charlie, as if to support Coach Popovich's hypothesis that sports are boring, Chinese television commentator Dong Liu was fired after he submitted this play-by-play call during a Champions League match between Paris Saint-Germain and Real Madrid on Tuesday. Listen up now. Another great moment in sports broadcasting.
Need I mention that it was a soccer game?
Could have happened to anybody at any game.
I have never heard that happen before.
You think this never happens during a 14-inning baseball
game? Although I will tell you one story that goes along with this. Once back in the day, when Mats Wilander was a superstar in tennis, he played this kind of relentless baseline game, which, you know, matches would take hours. And I once sat behind the Swedish broadcasting crew who was tasked with actually delivering a shot-by-shot, play-by-play of one of these six-hour Mats Wilander matches. And I was amazed none of them fell asleep.
Charlie Pierce joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie. Wake up!
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. Well, what? Are we done?